Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Klaser.
Hello, we are Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612. This is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to demonstrate to the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father,
Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Eric Klaser, past Grand Knight, and I'm just going to head around the table. So today I'm here with
Josh Beck,
Peter O'Sullivan,
and Rich Perron.
And first, some council news. Before we dive into June events, here are a few May reminders. If you happen to catch this show early in May, don't forget our big fundraiser of the year is the St. Joseph Cup Golf Tournament, May 13th at Chaladon in Mount Airy. Proceeds of the tournament benefit Carroll County Habitat for Humanity and Special Olympics of Carroll County. Information for teams and sponsorships are available on our website, kfc7612.org. If you're interested in having a business sponsor, we'll take sponsors right at the last minute as well. Or if you want a foursome, contact our Grand Knight, and that's going to be at 7612kfc@gmail.com. Anybody do a golf tournament before? Well, Peter did the hole, right? You did a hole before?
I sponsored a hole.
You sponsored a hole.
And I sponsored breakfast.
Oh, that's right.
The donuts.
Are you doing that this year?
I'm doing the donuts again this year.
Nice. Golf tournament's great, Josh. It's a good time.
Sounds like we should check it out.
Awesome. Later in May, we have our awards banquet as well. This is a time of the year where we kind of look back and acknowledge the accomplishments of all the Knights and people in the community for the year. That's going to be on Wednesday, May 22nd. I think we're trying to step it up this year. I heard they were actually going to ask us to wear suits. Oh, that might scare me away from going, but I'll go. I'll go. Yeah. I'll find it.
We're getting back to the old days when it was a formal affair.
Well, it was good.
Black
it was
tie.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to bring back armor. I mean,
the real Knights still
the real Knights. As we headed the June events, I know that in going through this, one of the events I never highlighted and should have highlighted was our regular Tuesday rosary. And so this month, we're fortunate to have Peter with us, who got the whole thing going. So I told him I would start our June events by having them walk us through that and how it got started and where it's going.
Okay, Eric, I'm prepared to do that. I think it'll be very interesting for the people to hear this. As we all remember, on Tuesday, September 11th of 2001, 19 terrorists hijacked 4 commercial airliners. 2 of the hijacked planes crashed into the World Trade Center towers in New York. 1 crashed into the Pentagon building, that's outside of Washington, and the 4th crashed into the ground in the Pennsylvania countryside when the passengers resisted the terrorists and prevented them from completing their mission. On that morning, 2,977 innocent people were killed, along with the 19 terrorists. The weekly rosary for world peace was started by 5 members of the Archbishop Sheen Council the following Tuesday, September 18th of 2001, and the weekly rosary has continued without interruption ever since. That was 22 years, 7 months, and 18 days ago. Tomorrow night, on April 30th, 2024, will mark the 1,181st repetition of our weekly rosary. And it's open to the entire parish. Sadly, we don't have a great attendance at it on the typical Tuesday. We average somewhere between 10 and 15 people on a Tuesday, but we should have 50 people there from the parish. And I hope that this presentation will lead us in that direction. The reason that we call it the Rosary for World Peace, what we decided was that the Rosary is the second most powerful prayer known to the Catholic religion. It follows only the sacrifice of the Mass. Behind the Mass, we're the top powerful prayer in the world. And Our Lady revealed to Saint Dominic special benefits for those who devoutly pray the Rosary. She made 15 promises to him. And I'd like to just point out a few of them, because this is almost predestination. If we do this devoutly and follow through regularly, the soul which commends itself to her by the recitation of the Rosary shall not perish. Whoever shall have a true devotion to the Rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the Church. And Mary said that she will deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the Rosary. So that's a pretty good recommendation for people to come on and join us. On a Tuesday night, we meet in the parish chapel at 7:30 sharp, and I'd love to see you all turn out.
Thank you, Peter. June is a time for the Knights to close shop for their fraternal year. It's a time to balance our checkbooks. It's a time to bring in some new officers. It's a time to bring Deputy Al up to Grand Knight Al. It's time to take care of business. So we don't have a whole lot of outward things going on in June. June's a pretty quiet month for us. Our biggest parish event that I wanted to make sure we let everybody know is the Grand Knights Picnic. Josh, as his outgoing effort, throws one last picnic for everybody, and it's a big community event. Everybody's welcome. This year, it's going to be on a Saturday afternoon instead of a typical Wednesday social. So I wanted to make sure I took a breath to let you know that. It's going to be on June 22nd at 1 p.m., just right out here in the picnic grounds. But it'll be your all standard typical picnic fare and games and good times. But it's a Saturday afternoon, so it gives you an opportunity to move a little slower and not feel like you have work staring at you the next day. So hopefully that'll do a nice job at bringing people out.
That's open to the whole parish, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
And then the only other mention, I guess I'm involved with it, so I thought I would make sure I put it out there. The next day, June 23rd, a bunch of us from the council and our families are headed up to Preston County in West Virginia for Appalachia Work Camp. We'll spend a week up there working on some targeted homes that need some building projects done. It might be as small as putting up a deck. It might be as big as ripping up and replacing a whole roof. We've actually put on some home additions. We've done some pretty big jobs and pretty small jobs. And for the people up there, any job is super important. The area of Preston County, I think in 1987, was devastated by a flood. They've never really fully recovered, and it's killed the employment base up there, and it's a struggling area. So we really get up there, and you can feel the impact, and the people are just so great. It's just that keeping up with the homes and the projects are things they really need. I did want to acknowledge at the moment those who are going. Andy Turgeon and his wife Joanne's going. I'm going with my daughter Mary. And the Tonys are going. Our past Grand Knight, Tony Joyo, Tony Joyo Jr., who's also a past Grand Knight, and his wife, Ryan, Tony's grandkid, is going as well. But it'll be a great, fun week, and I'm looking forward to the West Virginia sky, that's for sure. It's gorgeous up there. Can't wait, and I'm looking forward to getting away. Just a reminder before we move on to the lectures report that we are the Knights Around the Table. This is the monthly show that allows us time to talk about our upcoming activities and contributions. And tonight, the voices that you're going to hear around are me, Eric Klaser, and Josh, and Peter, and Richard. And Rich, our 7612 council, Rich doubles as our lecturer in our regular business meetings. He presents information. Rich, what fun facts do you have for us tonight?
Well, I'm glad I got some time here tonight. I just want to bring up the date on the canonization of Archbishop Sheen. You know, it's been stalemated for a while, and for some reasons that aren't clear, but the last miracle, see, when someone is being promoted to be a saint, they need one miracle to become venerable, and their second miracle, they become blessed, and then they're candidates for sainthood. Well, Archbishop Sheen, his second miracle came in 2010. There was a family of Bonnie Engstrom who watched her newborn son, who was named James Fulton Engstrom, went for 1 hour after his birth with no heartbeat or pulse. And the doctors were about to pronounce him dead when all of a sudden the family joined hands in prayer to Archbishop Sheen, and all of a sudden he began to breathe and his heart rate shot up to normal. And this was authenticated by Pope Francis, made the miracle official on 7-5 in 2011, with the audience with the prefect who approves all miracles for sainthood. So that was pretty interesting, because we've all been waiting for the name to change from Archbishop Sheen to Saint Sheen. So I thought that'd be pretty interesting, as that's the name of our consul. And then with all the fanfare that's going on with the Scott Key Bridge, I just thought I'd bring you some other information about that. In case you don't know, the bridge is 10.9 miles long, and it opened in March of 1977. Construction started in 1972. But the original name of the bridge was the Outer Harbor Expressway. It was later changed when they dedicated the bridge to the Francis Scott Key. It's the second largest bridge span in the Baltimore area after the Bay Bridge. The main span is 1,200 feet long, and it's the third largest, I'm saying longest, in contiguous trusses in the world. That's a pretty good deal. Construction began in 1972, and after 7 years of being behind schedule and $33 million over budget, well, it sounds like a government project, doesn't it? And right now, there's actually a motion to rename the new bridge. They're pressing for Congressman Perrin Mitchell. Some of you remember that name. He was the first black Marylander ever elected to Congress. And that is the rest of the story.
It's amazing what they, you know, as tragic of a story as it is, just the current news with how fast they're opening channels and how fast they're moving on it. And
it is, yeah.
When there's a desire to get something done, they're getting
it
done. They
can get it done, right.
It's pretty cool. In an effort to encourage all Catholic men to become knights, each show we feature a knight to tell us a bit about himself and why he became one of the Knights of Columbus here at St. Joe's. Tonight we have Josh Beck. Josh hopes Josh is going to be a regular with us here, so I hear. So I thought we no, he is. He's good. Well, I mean on the podcast. I don't mean it. We already got you rooked in here, but I mean, in his room on the podcast, we got you. So we're figuring it would be a good time to introduce him and have him tell us a little bit about himself. We can start there.
Sure. First of all, thank you for the invite. I'm excited. I am actually no stranger to the Sykesville area. I moved here probably about 26 years ago, graduated high school from Liberty, and worked at the old Kmart. And, so I know the area, but did the whole thing after I graduated high school where I said, Aldersburg's too small. I got to go somewhere else. So my somewhere else led me to Columbia and then to Westminster and then to Frederick. And finally, I was like, I've just got to go home. This is just where it is. I'm actually a rather new Catholic. I only converted 6 years ago.
Oh, you don't say that quietly. I am too. Don't worry.
I say it quietly because I'm like I'm in this room with these knights and all that kind of stuff. And what I will say is I joined the knights. It was within a week, I think, of my baptism. It was very fortunate. But I knew some great folks in the area, and really kind of helped me grow in terms of what it means to not only be Catholic, but the importance of the knights and what they do. So it's kind of a neat story to just jump right into knighthood and follow, in some of the, charitable work and then the impacts on the community and that sort of thing. So I only say it quietly because all of a sudden I find myself on this podcast, and it's a little intimidating to be so brand new, not only to this council here, but also to Catholicism. So, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to kind of throw in and help with everybody else and see what kind of good we can do.
It's really the Liberty thing you got to be careful about. Danny over there is a South Carroll grad, and I'm a South Carroll employee. So. Okay.
I did go to a semester at South Carroll when I first moved here. How about that? Do I get any credit?
I'll take
one semester, 10th grade. Wasn't sure where I was moving, so I ended up there for a semester.
That got you off the hook.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably graduated with my daughter.
It's possible.
Yeah. Like, Patty Perron.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Okay.
I do remember you from Kmart, though. I will say that.
My claim to fame.
Thanks.
That's great. It's really impressive. I mean, joining the Knights after a week of being a Catholic. We got some guys, we have to drag them in fighting and screaming.
I cannot confirm or deny that one. Well, just know that with elections around the corner, you need to be super careful, especially being new.
Yeah, he means elections to the council.
Right.
No, yeah, well, you're in already.
Not president.
I mean, there's chairs to fill and positions and roles all over. Well, great. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, welcome.
It's a good organization. You're going to love it.
I'm excited. I'm excited to be here.
It is. I was going to throw out a quick kudos to Tony and everyone else who put together the dinner. I know we're going to get away from it by the time it airs, but the St. Joseph dinner on Saturday night was an amazing time. And I know the young couple I was sitting at the table with, I was sharing exactly that. It was the same cliche I think I said every time anybody asked me to be a knight. It was like, oh, I'm too busy. And, you know, it's like you can be too busy. It's okay. And you just pick one thing, pick two things. Right. And then all of a sudden in a year or two, you're picking four things and five things.
It's one of the things you make the time for what's important to you.
Yeah.
And you kind of prioritize.
That's exactly right.
And you just kind of decide.
Find some area that you're interested in.
Exactly.
And that will get you started.
That'll get you started. Even if it takes a few years, you do the one thing.
That's right.
You do the
one thing
and you're still involved.
And the cliche is family first. So it's easy when you're stuck on those lines. You laugh at it as it goes, but you get stuck on that line all the time. You're looking at a Knights event, you're looking at a family event, and it's like, no, I'm doing the family event. But when you're not doing the family event, by all means, jump in and help out with us. That's great.
Well, when my wife found out what the Knights did, she pushed me. She said, when's your next Knight meeting? When's the next meeting? She was all for it, and she just saw, hey, the Knights do all these wonderful things, and our social, I get to take her out.
Well, that's true.
One night a month. I mean, where else can you go with your wife and your family, feed them for nothing, and have a good night's entertainment once a month? So she encouraged me. She really did.
Absolutely. And then when the season hits, right now we're not, but when the season hits, we've got the movie nights for the families once a month as well. Can't beat the price for spaghetti and a free movie and no cleanup. And
you're right.
Our events are great when it comes to that. Well, if you want to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, send an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. That goes directly to Al and Josh, our deputy grand knight and our soon-to-be grand knight, and they'll be able to reply to you right away. We'd love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg and Sykesville become a member of the Knights. You can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus events at the website, kfc7612.org. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website. If you have any questions about from today's show or any questions about upcoming events. Well, thanks for welcoming us to your radio. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Eric Glazer, and this has been Knights Around the Table. And tonight I was joined by
Josh Beck,
Peter O'Sullivan,
and Rich Perron.
Thank you, guys, and I'll see everyone next time.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Glazer for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.